Blog Talk Radio.
I won't let you.
There's a story of an old sister who would come to church every Sunday. It was pain aching in her body. She would struggle from the back of the church all the way to the front pew, sometimes with tears streaming from her eyes. And one day, one of those young sisters got beside her sister, and she told that old sister, "Sister, if you're in so much pain, why don't you just turn around and just stay home sometime?" That old sister just held her Bible close and said these words.
As I read the story of old, and I look at old man Joe, she lost everything that he had in just one day. Now can't you see him as he spoke with his wife? But she said, "You ought to curse your God and die." I can imagine with tears in his eyes, I can hear Joe say, "I won't let
the pain turn me around.
Though he slay me, I'm still gonna trust the Lord. No sickness, no sorrow, no pain. See, this is what I've learned. You see, when times in life get hard, that's when you ought to fall down and worship God. So I won't let nothing.
She told us, she said, "Before I take it back, I'll add more stuff."
What about those Hebrew boys, Shadrach, Meshach, and Abednego, when the king said, "Better bow down before that image"? That day, yeah, yeah. Well, those boys were scared of the fire. Hey, they looked the king dead in the eyes, with no fear in their hearts. I can hear them say,
everyone, and welcome to our morning words of encouragement. I am your host, Danielle. Thank you all so much for tuning in on today. If it is your first time being here with us, we welcome you and we invite you to continue joining us Monday through Friday at 7 a.m. We also set you in. We also ask that you invite others to join the call as well. Our Morning of Encouragement is the ministry of the Central Church of Christ, located in Smyrna, Georgia, where Brother Willie Bradshaw is minister. Before we open the line to Brother Roger Jones, who will be presenting our words of encouragement on today, I'd like to open the line to prayer requests. If you have a request, please press the number 1 on your phone at this time. And when the last 4 digits of your number are called, state the name and need of the individuals for whom you are requesting prayer. It is my request today, as in every day, that you all please continue praying for each other. Pray for every single family represented on the call, that God bless us all in ways that we stand in need of. I am asking for your immediate prayer on behalf of our 8-year-old daughter, Vita, who will be having an endoscopy done on this Wednesday, that all goes well and that we are able to get answers to her ailment on this particular visit. Also, for safe travel for all of our motorists, especially our truck drivers, that we respect each other's space and allow everyone to make it to and from their destination safely. Thank you. Caller 3964, state your request.
Yes, good morning. This is Sister Pam Williams. I'm asking prayer for my daughter, Kennedy. She has some issues with her back and a little bit of shortness of breath and coughing. So just pray that God will allow the doctors to open up their appointment books to allow her to come in and that they can diagnose what's going on with her. Also pray for my brother, David Hood, who has bladder cancer, that God will also allow the doctors to come up with a remedy or whatever is needed to help him in this situation. Also pray for my children at school, my mom and my dad, for their health, and pray for me for continuous guidance and direction and strength from the Lord. Thank you.
Thank you. There are no other prayer requests at this time. I give you Brother Roger Jones. Brother Jones, you are on the air.
Good morning and welcome to the devotion. We appreciate you very much for taking time out of your schedules. And let us please remember the prayer request of Sister Danielle and Sister Pam Williams. We're in James chapter 3, verses 17 and 18, the last two verses. James says, he's talking about wisdom, and he says 8 things about wisdom that we have been covering. Number one, he says, true wisdom is first of all pure. Secondly, true wisdom is peaceable. Thirdly, true wisdom is gentle. And this morning we come to the fourth thing that James said about true wisdom. He says true wisdom is easy to be entreated. The word entreated means reasonable. Being willing to listen and to reason and to appeal. Being willing to change when one is wrong. In other words, true wisdom is not stubborn or hard. The wise teacher listens to the voice and reasoning of God and of his fellow believers. And when he is wrong, he changes his behavior. 1 Samuel chapter 12, verse number 7. Now therefore stand still, that I may reason with you before the Lord of all the righteous acts of the Lord, which he did to you and to your fathers. In Romans chapter 12, verse number 1, the Apostle Paul penned these words, I beseech you therefore, brethren, by the mercies of God, that you present your bodies a living sacrifice, holy, acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. Job, that patriarchal individual in the Old Testament, in Job chapter 13, and verse 3, surely I will speak to the Almighty. I desire to reason with God. And that great prophet of the Old Testament, Isaiah chapter 1 and verse number 18, come now and let us reason together, saith the Lord. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. Though they be red like crimson, they shall be as wool. Fifthly, true wisdom is full of mercy. The word means to have feelings of pity, compassion, affection, and kindness. It is a desire to succor or to help, tenderly draw unto oneself and to care for. But there are two things that are essential in order to have mercy Number one, seeing a need and being able to meet that need. God sees our need and feels for us. Therefore, he acts. He has mercy upon us. Mercy does not discriminate. It knows no discrimination at all. It has pity upon all, both saint and sinner. The wise teacher, the teacher of true wisdom, reaches out to help those in need, no matter how low they are or how far they have. Teacher who lives and shows true wisdom is the teacher who is moved with compassion, moved so much that he reaches out to help every human being who has a problem and need that he can help. Listen to the master teacher in Matthew chapter 5, verse number 7. Blessed are the merciful, for they shall obtain mercy. Luke chapter 6 and verse 33, again, be ye therefore merciful, as your Father also is merciful. Luke 10, 34, the good Samaritan and went to him and bound up his wounds, pouring in oil and wine, and set him on his own beast, and brought him to an inn and took care of him. This Samaritan showed mercy, compassion. Job 29, verses 15 and 16, I was eyes to the blind, and feet was I to the lame. I was a father to the poor, and the cause which I knew not, I searched out. True wisdom looks for to show mercy and compassion. Don't have to be in the same city. Don't have to be in the same state. Don't even have to be in the same country. But true wisdom, search out the cause, those that are in need, and demonstrates compassion. The wise man Solomon said in Proverbs 30 and verse number 20 about the virtuous woman, she stretched out her hand to the poor. Yea, she reaches forth her hands to the needy. Mercy, compassion. Isaiah 50 and verse number 4, the Lord God has given me the tongue of the learned, that I should know how to speak a word in season to him that is weary. He wakeneth morning by morning, he wakeneth my ear to hear as the learned. And finally, in Micah 6 and verse number 8, he has shown me, O man, what is good, and what doth the Lord require thee, but to do justly, and to love mercy, and to walk humbly with our God. When was the last time that you reached out, searched out someone who was in need, even though you yourself may be going through trials, tribulations, and temptations? Sometimes your circumstances can be overwhelming, and it looks like there's no light at the end of the tunnel. I suggest to us this morning that if we're going through difficult times, that we not focus on what we're going through and look for or search out an opportunity to show mercy and compassion to someone who needs, shall we pray. Eternal God, our Father, we thank you once again for blessing us this opportunity to share your word. We trust and pray that what we have said has been in total context with your word, without addition or subtraction. We pray for Sister Danielle, the daughter of Vita, who is 8 years old, who's going to have a procedure done. We ask, Father, that they will be able to find the cause of her illness, treat it properly, that she be restored to a reasonable portion of health and strength. Be with all the motorists that are traveling, transporting goods, going to work. We ask that each one would respect they may have a safe destination and that they may have a safe return home. Father, we pray for Sister Pam and her family. We pray for Kennedy, who's having issues with her back, shortness of breath. We ask, Father, that you will comfort her and give her what she needs in order to maintain her academic work at school and her health to be a good, reasonable portion of health and strength. We ask that you would be with Sister Pam's brother, Brother David Hood, who is battling bladder cancer. We ask that you be with the doctors, the nurses assistants who will be attending to him, that you will allow them to use the knowledge they have acquired through training, give them the wisdom to apply that knowledge, that they may be able to help him in his time of need. Be with the children at school. Be with Sister Pam's mom and dad. Be with all that are on this call this morning. We thank you for another day that we've never seen before. And if, Father, we have done things contrary to your will, we ask you humbly to forgive us, that we may stand in a good relationship with you. Bless us and keep us is our prayer. In Christ Jesus' name, we ask it all. Amen. Mm-hmm.